Hey everybody, if there's one thing you know about me, or need to know for that matter, it's that I love comfortable footwear. And today's episode is presented by Clark's. Clark's story began almost 200 years ago when Cyrus and James Clark made a slipper from sheepskin. At the time, it was groundbreaking, a combination of invention and craftsmanship that's remained at the heart of what Clark's does. From the very beginning, Clark's has always thought differently. Brilliant ideas are what set Clark's apart. We are teaming up with Clark's and Podgo to bring you up to 30% off on select items, including the iconic Clark's Desert Boot, by going to podgo.co/Clark's. That's podgo.co/Clark's. podgo.co/Clark's. Go there. Enjoy the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Time Spent Poorly Show with your hosts, Eduardo, Old Huds, and Brother Ron.
Tonight's guest is my personal favorite, The Beard.
Here's a quick clip from tonight's show to whet your appetite.
News of the World I watched.
Was that okay?
It wasn't
Mom,
bad.
Mom watched it.
But it wasn't.
Right, but I wasn't super.
But it's not. It doesn't seem like Oscar.
Are you able to separate the movie from Tom Hanks?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you ever see Shame with Fassbender?
Can you really separate many movies from Tom Hanks, though? Because Tom Hanks is Tom Hanks in those movies. Movie he is in.
Tom Hanks is ever Tom Hanks. I don't think we've ever seen the real Tom Hanks in public.
If the Tom Hanks that you believe is Tom Hanks, then that's correct.
If he's actually killing people and raping
eating
children.
Eating babies.
Yeah. I think he is.
I have much more.
That was a deleted scene in Kill vs. the Volcano.
You have more faith in Tom Hanks than that?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, this really sounds like it's going to be the best show. Better than anyone we've done before or anything we can do afterward. In the history of the program! You mark my words. We know there's all sorts of better ways you can be spending your time, so thanks for spending yours, albeit poorly, with us. If you want to learn more about who we are, go to timespentpoorly.com. Everything you need to know, whether it's accessing past episodes, future live broadcasts, or other shows on our network, it's all right there. There's also a link to our Patreon if you find yourself compelled to support one of your favorite shows, hosted by any of these nobodies from the Pacific Northwest. Well, gentlemen, I'm not here, but you are, so let's get it on! Without further delay, please welcome your hosts, Eduardo, Old Huds, and Brother Ron.
We're talking about Game of Thrones.
We are.
And I haven't talked about Game of Thrones in quite some time.
I know.
Because we are like a year into this pandemic shutdown thing, and now someone is talking about Game of Thrones. And we're not talking about watching it. We're just talking about its production.
They did say that they're making that prequel series, House of the Dragon.
Yeah, as long as it's someone else, I'm all for it.
Are they going to buy some fucking lights?
I'll give it a try.
Are they going to light the fucking set?
It doesn't
have to actually be lit like a castle for me to get involved in this show.
I don't have high hopes, but I'll watch it.
Can you have me a Red Bull?
I'm sure I watch worse.
Fuck, what was I talking about?
Well, it was Game of Thrones a second ago.
Jenny just sent me a text message and I lost everything I was thinking of.
Fuck, Jenny. God damn it, Jenny.
You smell lemony.
You smell lemony fresh.
Oh, you still use hand sanitizer?
I just took a piss, man.
Oh, I thought you peed on yourself and you peed lemony.
And I
fresh.
Pumped it down my.
Now let me tell you how my day.
Up my nostrils. Oh wow.
I go to the bathroom. I wash my hands before I urinate.
Well, that's a good thing because you're.
I hope so.
I rinse them.
You are handling mail
after
urinating.
I shower. Every morning.
Your hands are dirty.
I get out of the shower. I put on 3 layers of clothes. Well, yeah, I should wash my hands because of my mouth. But it should be the same for everyone. Because your junk, unless you are diseased, should be one of the cleanest parts of your body.
Right, right, right.
Cleaner than your feet, cleaner than your chest. Well, it doesn't matter. It is so enclosed.
Yeah.
And especially if you're not sweating hard. But even if you're sweating hard, it's not dirty.
Oh, it looks beautiful.
That is pretty.
And then afterward,
it's okay, Jenny.
Just in case I got a dribble shaken off.
My friend's dad was once confronted by someone in a bathroom for not washing his hands. And the guy said, "Didn't your dad teach you to wash your hands?" And he said, "No, my dad taught me not to piss on mine."
That's, again, stay in your fucking lane. That's it. Just
like when people
you gotta have
do
a
that,
lot of balls to challenge somebody in a men's room, man. Why you might get raped.
What are you watching my hand washing habits for?
Right?
Yeah, Mark? What do you care?
You get in, you get out.
His hand, or are you going to touch something he's touched?
You know, the only person I will pay attention to is if I see an employee that's handling. Like if I'm in the bathroom, I'm not going to say anything, but I'll make a mental note of it. I'm like, okay, I'm not going to.
The employee is in uniform and they are wearing the company's logo.
My daughter is too cool
on them somewhere.
Right.
You need to follow all of the rules. It's the same as driving a vehicle with a company logo on it. You had best use your turn signals. Brake.
How is my driving?
Stop for pedestrians. I'm talking to you, LPD. You should.
Don't those guys drive like cunts? Absolute cunts. Yeah.
Thank you.
Only some of them. When I'm standing at an intersection and looking across, and they just smile.
Give me American ale.
Don't smile and nod at me. Stop. Let me cross the street.
Stop, you butthole. We're both working shitty government jobs.
Yeah.
But you're in a car with a heater, and I need to keep my pace up or else I'm going to get cold.
Dude, is it just me or has it been weirdly fucking cold the last couple days?
Oh, no, it's winter.
It's finally winter.
Yeah, we wintered up here the last couple days.
We had a short bit of
I was fine
there,
all day today, and then I had to leave to go to the store, and it's ever since I left the house, I haven't been able to get warm again. It's
the
weird.
Breeze
you
want to
turn this
in, and
I was thinking about it, honestly.
It is, tomorrow's Wednesday. It's supposed to be like 16, a low of 16.
Wow. Fuck that. Does it feel like our 365-day calendar is off, has slowly been shifting?
No.
No? You don't think so?
Because
you mean it's getting colder later?
Yeah.
We only get into winter in December.
December 21st is the first
right,
day.
Yeah.
December
right.
20th, December 21st is the first day of winter. So.
But why are we getting the hardest hit in the last month of it?
Because it's still winter.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you could almost argue that sometime March and April are harder than December.
Shit, we've been getting snow in June.
Yeah.
Like the last 2 years?
March and April, February and March are usually harder than December, at least for our locale.
Right. But we have mild winters most of the time, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they don't...
It's a nice thing about being in the banana belt that we're in.
Yeah, that's what they call this, huh?
Yeah. Well, I was bringing up a thing I was doing yesterday.
It's better than being in a banana hammock, huh?
Property. We were looking at property in Maine.
Yeah. Tell me about it.
Is that what you were looking at?
Yeah, well, the cost of living in Maine is, like, nominally lower than the cost of living here. Yeah.
They actually have winter there.
Like,
they
real
have
fucking...
real fucking winter
for
there.
For, like, 5 months.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
You're thinking about purchasing property and moving to Maine?
I'll send you a couple links to some of the places I was looking at just for context.
You're going
to
uproot your children?
I don't fucking care about doing that. That, like... My 14-year-old was bothered by it. He got pissed. He's like, "I'm gonna stay here." Like I don't think we're gonna do anything. Not right now.
You
but like,
talk to your kids about it.
Oh, because we were joking around. We were playing around on our
You're
phones.
Taking
last
it seriously?
Night. We're looking, but I don't know
like
what we're
for
doing.
Real?
Yeah.
You're gonna move all this stuff across the country?
No, that's the scary part. That's the scary part right there. I just gotta burn the shop
you just
down.
You have to look around this room and realize it's probably gonna be a bad idea.
That's
I didn't even think about that when you were sending me the links. I was
when we moved here, moving the stuff here was an undertaking because it was like, you know, you see all the stuff, like all the fucking tools hanging up and stuff.
How old is
that's like tchotchke shit. That's the same thing as like the fucking like little ornaments and shit you set around.
Oh yeah, but
14
tools, yeah, actually tools.
Well, there's a purpose for those. The tchotchke shit.
There's
such
a thing as seasonal affective disorder.
I know.
And you would take your kids.
I got that shit in Hawaii.
I'd paint my walls red with the with my brain matter.
God.
It's red and gray.
But
I think that would be really hard to do. I like Maine. I would move there, but as a retirement type thing, I don't think I would go there with children.
The reason I got a hard on about it was because it there's so Boing. Many there's so many rural and remote places that are out. Like the one that I sent you had like 2.5 acres. It had this big barn and a big light and a fucking shed to boot. And but then you know the barn.
You'd have
like,
to start talking like that too. A boot. Right.
Yeah, to boot. The barn is full of firewood, so I'm like, oh, I'm going to have to get all sorts of fucking firewood all the time. And if I don't buy it from somebody, I'm going to have to go get it. And I did that when I was a kid, and I don't want to do it anymore.
All right, Ward, I have a question, but before that, your wife is on board with this?
Well, she's getting her master's degree. She's ready to fucking pick up and go.
To Maine.
She doesn't care where at this point. We're just ready to fucking... It's 2020 was a weird year for a lot of people, and so I don't know what like I'm not saying that she's motivated by the sting from 2020, but I think she like the idea of like change or a significant change is a fun idea.
Wow!
But at the same time, it's also
three kids.
My daughter is like she's like all about moving. My middle son is so fucking up his own ass. That he has no idea we've even like talked about it. But my 14-year-old was down yesterday, and we were just like looking at houses, and we were talking back and forth, and he's like, "I'm not moving. I don't want to move. I'll stay with grandma." That's his attitude on it. He doesn't want to go anywhere. But on the flip side of that, when he graduates high school, he's ready to move out of the house. Like he wants to go to California. He wants to go away from us. Get away.
But still, is it Final Fantasy VII fight?
Yeah, that's 4 years away or 3.5 years away. Closer than we think. I don't know that we would do anything while the kids are in school, but I definitely like we're just kind of like looking. The costs of house over there.
I know
houses over there are so much lower.
Five and two here. With 3 acres for $245 is buy, so
like,
good.
Genuine mansions. Like 6-bedroom.
Yeah, the one I was looking like, at over there the other day, I was like, fuck.
The price of like a 3-bedroom house here.
But you're also
who the fuck is calling,
way
man?
Long way from anything.
Yeah, these are real rural.
Brutal.
But yeah, no thanks.
There is, Amazon does exist.
Yeah, I know.
That's.
Wow.
That's yeah.
a lot to commit to.
It's a lot to think about, too.
On 2.5 acres. A 4,300 square foot house for $189.
Yeah.
Wow.
Huge barn, giant house. There's an outbuilding.
And 9 months out of the year, well, not 9 months, but 7 months out of the year, your land is a swamp.
That's true.
Yeah, I don't miss that from that fucking
there
area.
There is so much humidity. How much time have you spent in the Northeast?
None. We spent like 4 days over there.
Chris lived over there for at least a year.
Yeah. Jenny says, dude, just look around here. Like, for real. There are some big properties here.
I know, but sometimes you got to look in there. Like, you got to think outside of the box. And that's part of the problem is, like, we're looking over in Maine because we don't know any of these places. But we could be looking in the fucking cul-de-sac in cul-de-sac Idaho of Maine. Is
Dude,
what
I know. I have plenty of friends that grew up in cul-de-sac, and
I'm not saying it's bad, but I think it comes with a stigma.
I'm not saying it's bad. It's just there really shouldn't be a stigma. It's just right. where you're comfortable living.
Right. Exactly.
And you should buy it up before somebody from Seattle or California buys it up.
And that's what's happening right now.
That's what's happening, like a motherfucker.
Well, as soon as they suck up Texas, apparently, and then they're coming our way. But a lot of people,
if you talk to the realtors and stuff, so many people are coming from Seattle.
Yeah.
It's only 5 hours.
Well, they're just waiting for the fucking whole West Coast to slough into the ocean. So.
That's not what they're waiting for. They're just getting away from the fucking BLM riots and
that's true.
And
the
stuff
homelessness.
Like that.
Looking for something simple.
And the only thing that I would ask of these people moving here is, if you like the place you're at, don't change the politics. Don't try to shift it away from the status quo. Because that is why this place
that's why it's
is
working
the way it is.
Maybe if enough people move over here from Seattle, Inslee will actually pay attention to us.
Well, you're talking from Eastern Washington. I'm talking from Idaho.
Yeah, no,
it's
I
like,
know.
Please,
it's
God,
a, it's
don't
war,
change
it's,
my politics.
Right, yeah.
Except no, for wanting to criminalize pot for life. Are you guys fucking retarded? Don't be the Neanderthal.
I would be genuinely stunned if that passed. Honestly,
to even suggest it and bring it up for a vote is ridiculous.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
Has that been brought up?
Yeah,
it's in the legislature.
That's disgusting.
Right now.
It'll get voted on
for Idaho.
Yeah,
they want to make.
They're so anti-pot hard, here. It's hardcore. Fucking crazy.
What is the, like, I don't understand.
It's the Mormons.
The language that they use of any mind-altering substance.
The timber lobby.
It is
two things.
It's inborn
the Mormons
timber
and the
lobby.
Timber lobby.
Yeah, exactly.
Even more than the Mormons, it's the timber lobby. And they've pushed it so hard into people's brains in the Boise area that there's no way to unseat it. You'd have to get everybody out of the legislature and a brand new batch of people who have not been polluted with timber money. That's the only way to do it.
Because well, it's like so growing up with it. Yeah, it's just like growing up with that whole notion that drug, you know, and I'm like, for me personally, I'm not a big drug user, but you can see benefits to every kind of narcotic that is out there.
Are you saying we're big drug users?
No, I'm not saying.
I'm just joking.
Don't get me all defensive. But all I'm saying is there's a lot of people coming off of that 80s to throw out the stigma failure. Again, the DARE stigma.
It was a failure.
I failed DARE.
I didn't
have, and I would say, huh?
I would have known
because I didn't
so little
like
about
to study
drugs had I not had DARE.
See,
I ever think about is the Dave Chappelle thing with Tyrone.
I was sitting in my room huffing paint, and Big Bird and the Cookie Monster were hanging out with me. Like, did you know huffing paint will get you high, kids?
Because I didn't know that before DARE. I knew what drugs were, but
yeah,
there was
DARE
a lot of
taught
it
you
I was
more
like,
huff paint. So that sounds retarded.
So in
wait, and what does it do to you? It makes
grade,
you feel retarded.
Schools.
Why would I want to feel retarded?
And my old school did it in sixth grade. My new school did it in fifth grade. So I missed DARE entirely.
You missed it. Wow.
I never had to do DARE.
Dodge that
and
bullet.
I remember kids talking about
drug abuse about resistance education.
DARE, and they were like, I didn't know anything about drugs at all.
Dude,
and then
there
I
were
had
a
to
lot
do DARE.
Of kids that didn't, yeah.
And then
seven
I was like, oh
Catholic
my God.
School, and then yep. Year six, and then, they
and that's
DARE.
Probably,
yeah.
And that's probably why I'm.
No idea.
That's probably why I'm not like big into it because I didn't like pay attention. Like, I failed DARE. Like, there was a. I failed the course. I really did.
I don't know how that's possible.
Like my PE teacher who did the course, who instructed the course, failed me. The people who passed.
You took the test and were like, yeah, drugs are great.
Have all gone on to do great things with drugs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I didn't do enough with drugs because
cannabis will make you both popular and cool. Yeah, check that box. Like, you just bombed the test
I'm
hard.
I'm going to do that one. Oh, the crack. Crack's
heroin
the good
is known
one.
To be good for your bone structure.
Is that true? I hope that's true.
It's true because I shot some yesterday.
Oh, man.
No, it's
like
bad
I said. I knew about drugs prior to going into DARE, and even I learned things that were like,
well,
really?
It's the informational, really? The informational videos they would show you. It's like one, like they do, one kid would shoot up one time and they'd be dead.
Well, yeah.
Which is totally not the fucking way it works. 95%
well,
of the time,
right. They're giving you they're giving you the hardest statistic.
That kid put 150 cc's of pure fucking China White in his veins.
No,
of course, he's dead.
Fentanyl.
I was just gonna say, yeah. Are you familiar with fentanyl?
Yeah.
No. The thing that I always noticed was it was in all of those videos. It almost exclusively always started with a joint or a beer.
Gateways.
And then in some interminable amount of very short time, because obviously there hadn't been a lot of time that had passed, this kid went from like, dude, Are you cool? Do you want to be cool? Smoke this, you know?
He was the leader of the... He was the...
Are
he
you
was,
cool?
He became the leader of the peanut cool? butter gang or whatever the hell that is.
I had an actual, a real life situation exactly like that.
I don't doubt that.
I got offered meth. Like, I was at a dude's house and we were doing computer shit and his buddy came over and his buddy was a tweaker. And he's like, hey man, want to do some meth? I was like, nah, man, I don't think I'll pass. He's like, are you cool? I was like, oh, yeah, I'm cool. He's like, what do you do? I was like, well, I smoke some weed. And he was like, you want any weed on you? I was like, no, man.
No?
No. But seriously, it's...
And they go from that to that in, like, there's, like, a little quick montage
like
of,
like, suddenly you
show
have
him
fucking
at a party taking
sores.
A drag, and then they show him at a different party because they switched his shirt before they shot the right. next scene, and he's drinking a beer. And then they move to the next thing, and it's, like, Tommy's been stealing from his mom's purse so he can support his meth habit. And it's, like, what?
Tommy's, like, gay porn.
What?
Tommy's shooting up.
Yeah. Tommy just beat up an old lady for her pension check so he could shoot up. Like, it's like, what?
You know, when I was smoking pot in high school, I wasn't thinking about what can I inject into my fucking veins. Like, that's such a different, it's such a jump.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go into it at a great length, but I've learned a lot more.
My kids are in the chat room.
I've learned a lot more about... heroin use specifically in the last about 3 years now than I ever really fucking thought that I would know or would want to know
or care to know.
Yeah. There is a legitimate tangible precipice that you like, I'm not going
to
shoot.
Step over.
I'm not going
to
shoot something up into my body. Cause I'm not a fucking nurse and I don't know what I'm doing. And I might just blow a vein and kill myself immediately to, you know what? Fuck it. Doing it,
you jump it's, right off Swallow's Nest.
It's a thing.
Drugs are bad,
and
kids,
even
and there is a definite progression.
Even,
and then you can't.
I've spoken to people that I've had unfortunate interactions with over the last couple of years, and like it's weird to say that, but it's even weirder to hear it from people who use. Where like I know I can think of I believe three people off the top of my head that I know personally that I've all had the same conversation with of like, no, when I first started shooting up, I had other people shoot me up because I wasn't able / willing to actually do the act of doing it.
Well, it's like going to get a vaccine or injection of something.
No, I don't feel comfortable
doing it myself.
No, that's this is totally different.
They have more experience.
But it's like I said, it's that real of a like I don't want to know if I want to say point of no return because some people do come back from it, but it really is a real thing of like once you actually resign yourself to like, you know what, fuck this, it's going in.
I can't even imagine getting there because alcohol and pot are not gateway drugs. You have to have something else wrong with you if you need to escape that hard. Because if it's not a cigarette or a drink, it's much work. It doesn't go up the nose, it doesn't go up the butt, it doesn't go in the veins.
It's
Maybe up the butt. Maybe up the butt.
It's I don't know, man. I've always said I will never be shy about the fact that I like to party. I like to have fun. There is nothing wrong with that. I think as long as you do it safe and reasonably, you're not. Don't drink and drive, kids. Don't, as the beard so eloquently put it, don't put it in your veins or up your butt. But other than that, have a little fun, live a little, but do it responsibly because if you don't, you end up. Man, I don't know what happened, but I was like, you know, one time, whatever, I'll just put it up my butt, and then now here I am.
Easter and everything.
Don't do it randomly. You have to have an exit strategy.
Oh, yes.
Has anybody here seen the 1992 film The Buttercream Gang?
It sounds familiar, but...
I don't think so.
I don't know. I'll have to pull up a trailer later, but... basically the kid in that movie, he's part of this group, like this group of kids. Then he goes away. Then he comes back. And then all of a sudden he wears a do-rag and he's a little hard, but I think like the word, like, I don't remember what he did in the movie, but it wasn't like there was nothing really hard. Like maybe the worst thing he did was like
put on
a hit down a mace like a mailbox with a baseball bat or something, or and put on a durag.
Isn't that a federal?
Well, that might be a federal offense.
Oh yeah,
but it's depicted in films all the time.
Mario mailbox, totally.
Yeah,
but I mean,
you don't own your mailbox; the post office does.
Really?
Yeah, you just have to maintain it.
Oh.
You buy it from Home Depot, though.
Yeah,
the post office.
Have you seen the sequel, The Buttercream Gang and the Secret of Treasure Mountain?
No. No. But put the Buttercream Gang on your list. If you can find that on the high seas, Ron, I'd like to hear your take on the Buttercream Gang.
All right.
Looks like half the cast of the old Cobra Kai's. Jesus.
Huh.
It's a 1992 movie. We were showing it. It was a real like virtue heavy movie that we were showing in like junior high, high school.
I don't know how I didn't watch that.
I don't know how you didn't see it. Yeah, at 92.
Hmm.
What kind of shows did they show us, Mr. Black? What kind of stuff do we watch in his English class?
Oh Jesus!
They were way better than things we would have seen elsewhere.
Yeah. God, I don't even remember, but
me neither, but like, I remember they were good.
They were good.
Yeah.
He always had good movies.
If I asked him, he wouldn't remember either.
No.
Because he lives in that old folks apartment.
Yeah, you'd said that.
I've seen him riding his bike around.
What are we doing here? Oh, let's not watch the Buttercream Gang.
No, okay. I'm good.
I'll pull it up after the show.
I already put it on my.
You put it on your
his
list.
Watch
my,
list. Okay.
My list. So,
well, just look at these cool kids right there.
Oh yeah,
all wearing.
Yep, that's 92 cool.
That's 92 right cool right there.
Very.
I wasn't wearing a baseball cap yet.
I wasn't wearing a cool hat yet.
I only wore a baseball cap for, like 5 years.
I still had snapbacks and the net. The mesh
back.
But before it was
before cool trucker again. Hats were cool.
Yeah, before Ashton made them cool again.
And the first hat I was wearing was a Boston Red Sox hat, which nobody could figure out why I was wearing a Red Sox hat in Assotin, Washington.
Back before,
I don't know why anybody wears anything here.
Yeah,
why are there so many fucking Packer fans or Steelers fans? Why are there so many Steelers fans here?
From elsewhere, people move here.
My wife's a Steelers fan, and she came up a Steelers fan because her dad was a Steelers fan.
Ron's a Steelers fan. That's
the exact reason why I did.
Because Jim is Washington football team.
Well,
and
yeah. Pittsburgh, both.
Derek and I years ago did an episode on this. He came up a Steelers fan because of his mom being a Steelers fan.
When I first got into football, you were rooting for the Redskins or you were rooting for the football team or you were rooting for the Steelers.
I think it depended on
Grandpa for moving and not getting us into football when we should have been introduced to football. Because obviously Dad wasn't going to get us into football. It should have been Grandpa.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm still not really into it. I tend to watch the Super Bowl.
I enjoy the game.
It fascinates me.
And
it's very militaristic.
I go to the Super Bowl party with Trisha's friends, who her friends are almost my parents' age. Almost. But one of them came over to me. The guy that was hosting was like, yeah, I'm kind of getting into your way of watching football. You just you are a fan of certain players and you don't follow the team. It's like, that is how I am. It's like, every game, I don't have a team. I really like Russell Wilson, and I really like Pete Carroll. So right now, I do really like the Seahawks because Russell Wilson is an awesome human being.
Yeah.
And he is a great football player.
Yeah.
But that's how you get labeled.
A franchise player.
Get labeled a bandwagon guy. But I don't care about that.
Fuck that.
Idea because.
And then going into the Super Bowl, I really was rooting for Tom Brady because. Dude,
so was I.
Yeah. I was just rooting for a closer game. I really genuinely didn't care who won. I expected a closer game.
It's the first time Mahomes has gone up against somebody.
I really didn't care who won.
Formidable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he went
they'd
up against
already
the GOAT
against the Buccaneers and won.
Yeah.
But not at a big money game.
But the Buccaneers learned some things that first game.
The Bucs changed their plan.
And that was
the
seven Chiefs games ago before it mattered.
Right.
When Brady doesn't give a shit. He's not going to throw his arm out in a fucking regular season.
Mahomes' earliest chance to seal his victory against the GOAT, because Mahomes is so young. He has such a career ahead of him.
Yep.
And he came up through high school and college
and Brady
when
is,
he wasn't getting hit.
The GOAT.
Yeah.
When it was against the rules to smash into the quarterback. So I think, and I was saying this yesterday during, or Sunday during the game, he's got a chance to play into his 50s. Because he got that one hit. He had one real unlucky hit because there is still contact.
It's not just unlucky hits, dude. Dak Prescott straight broke his leg in half this year on a borderline non-contact injury.
Yeah,
there's a lot of luck that goes in. And that's why I firmly stand. We'll never see anything like Tom Brady again.
No,
it's this weird anomaly of like perfect coaching, good staff. Good play calling. He had one season where he was gone. And it's a miracle that in playing for 20-odd years, he's only had that. Because, like...
Was that the season Russell, when he had the
Russell
the
Wilson, for example,
gate thing?
No, that was... he tore his ACL in, like, the second game of the season and was done for the year, and they still fucking finished 10-6. That was what got Matt Castle paid. Russell Wilson is, I don't remember the stat off the top of my head, but it was something to the effect of like, Brett Favre played for like 13 or 16 seasons or something like that. He was one of the most sacked quarterbacks of all time.
Yeah, Brett Favre got owned.
He was sacked like 500 to 600 times. Russell Wilson is on pace to beat that by like almost triple if he plays for as long as he did because of how frequently he gets hit. Russell Wilson ain't going to be playing until he's fucking 43 like Tom Brady. There's no chance.
We need some D. We need an offensive line. Yeah, I didn't need D.
But
Rick's just thinking about wanting the D.
No, they.
I'm gonna spin this real quick. Gonna move to Maine. Midlife crisis. That's what I want to say. My midlife crisis. I need the D. So all you guys watching this show, suddenly.
All right.
Hit me up.
Wow.
Look at my titter. My titter handle is not on there.
My titter handle,
but his Tinder handle is.
Yeah,
his titter handle.
No, it's one of the things that I really got into. Football is about the only sport that I watch.
It's the only
it's the only sport that I watch.
I'll watch baseball live.
I'll watch a little bit of the World Series.
Because I really like baseball live.
Baseball live is fun.
I would always go to a baseball game.
Baseball on TV, on the other hand.
Yankee Stadium, they just have an app, and they deliver your beer to your seat. You don't even have to get up and miss shit.
That's beautiful.
They just bring it. It's beautiful unless you've got Wayne's tab.
So, speaking of live games, have you guys
beers.
You ever gone to a Spokane Chiefs hockey game?
Not yet.
No.
You need to. We need to go.
I know we need to go.
Hockey is fucking fun to watch.
It is one of the best games to watch.
Yeah, I believe it.
And have beer for sure. But,
You ever been to a baseball game?
We were.
I've never
been to a baseball game.
Do you like Gladiator
on
movies?
We're seeing the back of $100 bill. Yeah, John Stewart.
John Stewart,
yeah,
ladies
John
and gentlemen.
Stewart. So I was looking at your list here.
Okay,
we're going way circling back here. But
no, yeah, back to the Oscars.
So we're looking at this short list of films most likely to grab the big awards, like Best Picture, Best Director, Actor, Actress. So
I pulled this off a website, so it wasn't. This isn't my idea.
I have seen
Defy Bloods.
I've seen one. Two,
I've seen three of them. I intend to see another one.
I've seen four.
I've seen one.
I guess I might watch Mank if the mood strikes me, but I'm
Who's
not.
Who's in Mank?
Gary Oldman. Huh. It's about the guy who wrote Citizen Kane.
But these are...
That's right.
David Fincher movie.
These are...
I really want to watch The Sound of Metal. I've heard it's really...
For Best Picture, director, actor, actress. It's yeah. not just...
No, it's... Yeah.
Any one specific category.
Palm Springs was funny.
Palm Springs was good.
Well, it's on Hulu, so fuck it.
It was genuinely funny.
Soul was okay. Like, Soul was good, but it wasn't like, I don't know. It wasn't life-changing for me.
Promising Young Woman, I have a hard time believing. Carey Mulligan might get a nomination, but I have a hard time seeing anything outside of that.
Didn't watch it.
Which one's Carey Mulligan?
News of the World I watched.
Was that okay?
It wasn't
Mom,
bad.
Mom watched it. She
but it wasn't.
Right, but I wasn't super.
But it's not. It doesn't seem like Oscar.
Are you able to separate the movie from Tom Hanks?
Oh sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you ever see Shame with Fassbender?
Can you really separate many movies from Tom Hanks though? Because Tom Hanks is Tom Hanks in those movies. Really in every is. Movie he is in.
Trial.
I don't think
Chicago
he's. I don't think
good.
Tom Hanks is ever Tom Hanks. I don't think we've ever seen the real Tom Hanks in public.
If the Tom Hanks that you believe is Tom Hanks, then that's
if
correct.
He's actually killing people and raping
eating
children
babies or raping children,
babies.
Yeah,
yeah, I think he is.
I have much more.
That was a deleted scene in Joe versus the Volcano.
You have more faith in Tom Hanks in that?
Oh yeah.
No, Trial of the Chicago 7.
No, I don't think I don't
the real Tom Hanks?
Necessarily yeah. think that Huds thinks that. Huds is one of those
Why
guys. Let me
I don't think there's enough I don't think there's
He's
enough
got
proof.
He's his whole Instagram account is pictures of discarded children's gloves in places where children have disappeared. And then
the Epstein thing.
And then there was another thing.
Forrest Gump?
Yeah. And
that's some like weird serial killer type shit right there. Like,
and then there was
that's weird. I wasn't aware of that.
There was something about
still not enough to convince
not heard
me.
That,
someone had accused
really
him
weird.
Of something, and then
they
he.
Disappeared?
Well, no, the day before they disappeared, he took a picture of on some highway out in the middle of nowhere, and that was the last place their cell phone was pinged. Like, there's all kinds of weird shit about Tom Hanks.
And then you
look at his face. You look at his face when Gervais was doing his thing. When he,
yeah.
when,
yes,
when
yes.
he was like,
that,
I'm
that
talking to
one
all
one
you perverts.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I actually
Huds, you are one of those guys.
The most normal because he's like, man, these guys must feel really bad.
No,
right.
No, no. He's
a bad person?
Yeah, he's one
Allegedly.
Of the worst people.
Which is scary to think about. You're one of those guys that will...
He's been in the game so long.
Yep.
That people will talk to at like at a party or something if you're in like a kegger.
Mm-hmm.
I picture a kegger, and it's just because we're drinking, but...
They get their eyes real wide, and then they walk away.
No, Huds will talk to you, and he'll be like... and. The,
was talking
the
about
other
Tom
guy,
Hanks
the
eating,
other
baby.
Guy will be, the other guy will be like, I don't know, man, and then they'll just, it'll just be, I don't know, man.
Like they're not gonna
acknowledge that it's true or not true, but
yeah, but I've had a lot of that. In my
I don't
40.
Know, man.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't want to believe that about Tom Hanks. I want to believe
that
he's a good guy.
I had never thought of it.
That's
right.
Now.
That's Woody.
I went out and I was urinating and looking at how bright Orion is in the clear sky, and then I come into Tom Hanks eats babies and goes to Epstein's Island and is the worst.
We've been teasing this for episodes now.
Yeah,
you guys have been teasing this, and I walked into it after urinating.
Did you ever watch those videos that I shared with you? The one that breaks down like from the start of his career.
I think yeah, you sent me that one. I
man,
didn't
that,
watch that
one was fucked up. And then they had like all of last year when people started getting heavy into conspiracy stuff. They did that whole red shoe thing. And what was his first famous movie was The Man with One Red Shoe.
Yeah.
And those red shoe people are all there, and they're all the people who are accused of also eating babies with him.
I've seen enough shit about like Nostradamus and people grasping at
And his wife was on his tranny show?
Until you see footage
until,
of...
Until Tom Hanks comes out and is like...
Before they were married.
I'm very humbled and sorry to say that I eat babies. I just don't know, man.
He has to come from his mouth.
Conspiracy theories that are proven to be false and how similar they sound in terms of their, like, what the fuckery? Like... So we're supposed to believe that there is this shadowy, like, multi-trillion-dollar organization who is very extremely vested in making sure that we just specifically don't find out that Tom Hanks eats babies.
But is that shadowy conspiracy just Tom Hanks?
No, well, no, it's definitely not. But why, like, look at all the other things that people get caught doing.
Right,
Rick,
right.
Rick James chained a woman up in a basement and burned her with his crack pipe while he was, like, just on a drug binge. And that came out.
But that was over a weekend.
Right, and you can't.
And Rick
you
James.
You can't undo that.
You
cannot.
I don't know. I'm not saying that it's not possible because Lord knows I've learned anything is possible. But I don't think there's enough evidence there to support the whole.
Would you have signed up for a Kevin Spacey?
I never would have guessed Kevin Spacey was raping
teenage boys.
The first time that I ever would have
he's got that look.
Bought it yep. was prior to when he got signed up to be Lex Luthor. Because right around when that came out was when it came out how close of friends he was with Bryan Singer. And Bryan Singer has been a known and very fucking obvious pervert since before Usual Suspects.
His predilection for working with Kate Bosworth was also
so
weird.
I would have bought Kevin Spacey more than I would buy Tom Hanks just because... I don't know.
Some of the stuff that Kevin Spacey comes out with is weird lately, but also like almost kind of like he's trying to.
But he did that same
convince
thing.
You that
like
he's,
he put
like
that
everything's
video
okay.
Out the day before that dude committed suicide, yeah, he talked about getting
weird.
Revenge.
That was weird.
That 3-minute video with the weird music in the background, and then that dude shot himself.
He was pretending to be Frank Underwood, but not pretending to be Frank Underwood at the same time.
But
yeah.
This is
really weird.
It's for guys committing those kind of crimes at that level, they've got to have something bigger. So, yeah, they're going to let you know they did it before they did it. And talking about Kevin Spacey, that makes Tom Hanks more believable.
Yeah. Don't you think?
Because I can totally, yeah.
Because he's wholesome. Because Hanks is wholesome.
Him and his wife. And then it's my turn.
Oh, him and his wife are down in like a 300-person town in Western Australia, and they both get the COVID, and then they both magically recover and come home, and they're fine, and he's still posting pictures of fucking socks and gloves and shit.
Citizenship change thing, I thought was really unique.
And then
yeah,
she...
Greece.
Yeah,
right?
she's
they moved
descended
to one of the
from...
few countries in the world where they don't extradite people for child sex stuff.
That is right around the time that all
this stuff started. That was the one thing that I heard that I was like, well, that's really fucking weird timing.
Yeah.
And a weird place to pick.
And
wouldn't that be something?
He's an
Tom
honorary
Hanks is a pillar.
He's an honorary citizen, and she's an actual citizen because her dad is from there or something. Yep. And because they're married, he gets the protections and stuff. But it's just fucking weird. And there's so many.
Well, and that came on the heels of the Epstein thing, too, correct?
It did.
Yeah. We've got a lot of years
but conveniently
left to live,
so.
And Tom Hanks still has quite a few.
Yeah. I hope they get him. I hope they get him in
the
fucking pillory, that motherfucker.
I just hope they don't ruin Colin's career trajectory.
Well, and the other thing, just...
What's he got something good going on the animal planet that
other
I don't know about or something? Like,
his other son started releasing fucking weird-ass videos.
I don't have cable anymore, but I don't know.
Did you see some of the weird-ass shit that his other kid was doing?
Oh,
he
Chet?
Has another kid?
Yeah.
Chet Hanks, yeah.
Chet.
He's the one that nobody knows about because
he's... I
didn't
even know he had another kid.
He's like a weird rap artist
he
kid.
He calls himself Shay Thanks.
Wow.
He doesn't, but that'd be fun.
Shay Thanks. God damn it.
You didn't come up with that on the fly.
I did. I just...
Wow.
Because I didn't know his name was Chet.
Can you write that out and show it for the studio audience? Or the non-studio audience?
I mean, part of it is because...
Shade, thanks.
Because Tom...
Chet Hanks.
Jesus Christ.
Hot take. Can't some message warned. If there was ever a hot take in the entire of time spent poorly, that is the hot take.
Jay, thanks.
He has a rap.
Does Che get the little line over the E?
Damn.
Yeah, it gets the little accent mark.
The umlaut or whatever. No, the umlaut's the two dots, but yeah. So Che would get the little line.
Yeah, the little accent mark. Oh, wow.
Woof. What were you going to say?
I'm going to say hashtag first hot take ever.
Che, thanks.
That is winning. I think that is the funniest thing that has ever been said on this show.
It's Ward's fault because he said he has a rap career.
And I was going to say, let me really throw a wrench in this. Tom Hanks made me think of Dragnet, made me think of Christopher Plummer, and he died.
He did.
That
at 91.
Is a real shame.
Who, Christopher Plummer, who replaced Kevin Spacey in a movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
All the Money in the World.
And he was so old.
And he got
at
nominated
the time.
For an Oscar for it.
He did. It's a shame he didn't get it.
Knives Out was a fantastic movie. I think we talked about that when I was on the show previously.
That movie is so good.
I want
everybody fucking nails that.
Want Daniel Craig's character again?
I'm looking forward to Daniel Craig not having to take 3 years off of fucking everything else to do Bond movies.
Yeah,
no, I really hope they don't offer him whatever the magic number is for the next Bond film, so he can just move the fuck on.
Fuck, Chet Hanks is in Your Honor. Been watching that. That's a Bryan Cranston movie.
Yeah. Oh,
or Bryan Cranston show on Showtime.
Yeah,
Showtime Extreme.
They've been advertising to me on Amazon.
It's good. It's good.
Well, they want me to buy Showtime.
No, don't do that.
That's one.
It's good though.
So you pay for Showtime?
Yeah.
Ward pays for it.
Eduardo has all the streaming services. We have a segment called Eduardo Has All the Streaming Services.
So, really?
Yep.
Damn.
It's a sad state of affairs. I'll never get to Maine with all the streaming services.
Yeah. I bought a year of Disney Plus because I knew I'd watch it because I watched Rebels a second time. I watch an episode of Clone Wars here and there because each one is 20 minutes of gloriousness.
Well, and now we've officially hit the point where there's like new Marvel content, whether it be a show or a movie, every week for the foreseeable like year and a half.
So I have
but why once a week
concept.
Though? They need more. But yeah, you're right.
I don't think they need more.
Don't need more because that is more to be spoiled because I have a very limited amount of time that I can sit and watch something.
Right. Well, I paid for Stars, Apple TV, and Peacock for a year run. But those are going to... I'm going to let those run.
Yeah. I piggyback off of Trish pays for Amazon Prime to send her kids stuff for free, which I can totally understand. I want to do her Days of Stars. I watched the first episode of Black Sails.
Oh, yeah.
Has anybody watched Black Sails?
Black Sails is good.
I really wanted to watch more. After watching the first one, after playing New Horizons, I was like, oh, wait a sec. I went down a Wikipedia fucking rabbit hole until like 3 in the morning, and I had to work the next day. Just these pirates and where they were located.
Because Black Sails is kind of historically accurate, isn't it?
It sounds
loosely historically
accurate. Then Treasure Island.
Like Spartacus was.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, and
they take their liberties. They have an idea where these people were and kind of what they were up to. Because it's not too many years. Because the Age of Pirates was really, really short.
Yeah, like my wiener.
Yeah, like... Hot take number 2. No, really. That is a
promo. That might
right
be the
there,
best.
Back to back. You could put that. We could pay money to have you two put it on for 10 seconds. Seriously, I will front the money. I threw under $300 at a single share of GameStop just so I could be a part of it. Dumb idea.
No, it wasn't. Diamond hands, motherfucker. Ride that bitch to the moon. Ride that motherfucker to the void.
No, but I'm not going to sell it either. Because no.
Isn't it worth nothing now?
Out of that... Oh, no, it's worth
it's
60
It's still
bucks.
Worth 60 bucks.
The
something that was like $2 last
GameStop,
year.
GameStop, right?
60 bucks.
Still.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, yeah. And it's
God, I saw somebody's post yesterday that was just bitching about losing.
Because they probably bought it 400 or something.
Yeah, stupid
well,
fuckers.
And the hedge funds just traded it back and forth.
You
and
bought,
lower and
you
lower
bought way low, right?
Oh, no. I just said it when I first said it was just under $300. For one
share.
Because I just wanted one. I wanted to be a part of it. It was a really good week. It was a lot of fun.
When they write these
but
pages
you didn't,
in
but
the history
you didn't,
books,
you didn't throw,
they will
but
see
you didn't
that
throw
I had
away
one share.
Like $75,000.
I yeah. threw less
away.
Than $300.
Right, exactly.
And it's not gone. It's still worth 60 bucks.
Right.
We
need new mics.
And you can order a paper copy of it and yeah. put it on the wall.
Yeah.
Keep it forever. Because why not?
That's invaluable, man.
Yeah,
that means like
then
more
it's zero,
than valuable.
And I can't do absolutely zero. Because now I've started watching stocks. And then I pay attention to what I do in my everyday life. It's like, what in my everyday life? Working the Postal Service is like, oh, they want to do an entire electrical fleet. And
I should
only
invest
three,
in electrical vehicles.
There's only three companies that are vying for that contract. And then you start to read as many articles as you can find about it and find out that, yeah, these one people, they're probably not likely, and these other people are from Turkey, and these people are tied up with Ford. So I think I'm going to go with the people that are tied up with Ford. I haven't dropped money on it yet, but their stock is only going up.
Yeah.
That's pretty tits, man.
And it's tied to my job, so why not wrap up my entire life around my job?
It's not a bad idea.
No, it's not.
Index funds,
or it's,
motherfuckers.
Or it's the,
what are you talking
or
about?
Or it's the best idea.
Yeah, I can't control the Postal Service. I have.
I never preach good ideas out loud.
I busted my ass so hard as an assistant, and then there's this guy who basically replaced me. I would like before the day. We throw up all the letter size stuff and the loose letters, and that's called case and mail. Well, I'd case three routes before I cased my route, and then I'd go out and deliver my route, and I do my 10-12-hour day. And once I stopped doing it, I didn't think anybody was going to step up and do it. This guy did. And once he makes regular, then there's nobody behind him.
Wow.
But just this morning, he thanked me for coming to work when I'm scheduled to coming to work. Because there are so many people that just don't come to work.
Really?
Yeah.
That's sad.
Because we get tons of sick time. I get four hours.
Don't you carry that to your retirement?
Yeah, I was going to say. I'd take it to my retirement.
Yeah, especially
if I can.
Especially because we get a raise every 10.5 months. So if I hold on to my just regular vacation leave right now, it's worth more money if I hold out longer.
Right.
But this was my 7th Christmas. I already have, I'm just about to 400 sick leave hours. I have only
it's
called
10 in, weeks.
Yeah. I've only called in to work one time. And that was when I invited Wayne down to finish Chris's collection of wine at mom's house.
Mm.
That was during this podcast, I think, really recent, not too far ago.
Oh, no,
it was like 3 years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was rough.
I was pretty fucked up.
It happens.
Was that the night I fell in the graveyard and broke my face?
It might have been.
Yeah. I fell in the graveyard and hit a tombstone with my face.
But whole pandemic and just flu in general, I don't get flu shots. That's the only time I've called in sick.
Yeah, flu shots to me feel like invitation to get the flu.
I've never not gotten like at least a little bit ill off of.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I don't know.
I haven't had one since
gotten...
I was in the Army, but
I haven't done one in a handful of years.
It's been a while. I think Matthew was.
I got shamed into one probably 7-8 years ago, and I was like, but yeah. And I've been told for the COVID vaccine that I'm okay to do what I want to do.
So. Yeah. Who told you it was okay? Besides your own mind and...
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, obviously. No, my significant other told me that it was... that she didn't care what I did. But I have, like, a blood clotting disorder. There's all sorts of, like, prevailing health conditions. So and then all these things that are coming up with the vaccine. And sure, I mean...
How about only getting it?
What's that?
Only getting COVID. Why would you get it on purpose? They were talking about all the blood clotting and...
Get the vaccine on purpose?
No, why would you get COVID itself on purpose?
Yeah. No, I wouldn't look to get COVID on purpose, but there's blood clotting issues with the vaccine, too.
Shit.
Yeah, it's killing like 90% of the people that take it.
That doctor that died had a clotting disorder.
He had a clotting disorder he had no idea that he had.
Right.
Because he was... What, just at 50?
Yeah, 52 or something like that.
And it's the crazy. Peak of health.
I'm not saying I won't. Like, I mean, something could, the virus could kill me, but so could the vaccine.
Somebody's watching us at 10:18 a.m. in Pakistan. I've been near your neck of the woods, Mahmoud.
What's he holding?
How is Pakistan? Oh, a.m. Okay, so they're 13 hours ahead of us.
He's holding up a book he wrote.
Now, it's a newspaper saying that he is being held hostage.
Oh, man.
By the Pakistan government.
He's trying to speak out. using our podcast, the poor son of a bitch.
How about you Google how much...
This is the wrong place to save your soul.
Google how much the U.S. has sent Pakistan in foreign aid in 2020.
Oh, God.
Shut up.
Oh, with no age.
Faux rain.
2020.
It defends foreign aid to Pakistan.
Will Pakistan get zero in 2020? I don't think so.
450
million channeled elsewhere. That doesn't mean anything.
God, they should channel that directly into my bank account.
Shouldn't that be something we could Google really fast?
Yeah.
It didn't happen.
Well, this is Bing.
Oh.
Oh, you should be using DuckDuckGo.
DuckDuckGo? What's DuckDuckGo?
It's the anti-Google, the one that doesn't track us, that tracks us. Because they all do. They all track us.
I just use it because it gives you less ads than Google does.
Oh, see, I just tune out ads.
Oh, no, like the
USA to Pakistan for 2020 to be dismal.
That's from the Hindustan Times, though.
How many billion is...
450 million.
That was the same one. Will Pakistan get zero? That is the same fucking one we looked at the last search.
USA.
Oh, yeah, U.S. foreign aid by country. That is what we're looking for.
Thanks, Google. Wow.
Was that the third one?
Is this Pakistan?
Four down, yeah.
684 million.
Million.
Wow.
That is a lot of money.
We still have homeless vets. Just saying.
And now Google population of the United States.
I don't know what that song
is. Oh, man. Fucking,
we're on to other things right now.
It's my favorite song.
That's my fucking
what am I Googling
jam?
Now?
Population of United States, 2020.
That's enough for $2 per person.
Just that?
Yeah, we just want to know what the number is.
331 million.
Now,
God damn, I was close!
Now divide 684 million.
It's going to be like $2.31
by 332 million. 684-0-0-0.
Is it three more zeros? Divided by, divided by
2 zeros.
Welcome to Sesame Street Math Hour.
Divided by 332.
Well, welcome to the Time Spent Poorly program.
Where 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0.
Apparently, Duvall.
We short shrift 82 million people, or 82,000 people, but
2,060.
$2.06 a person.
It's that, only $2?
Yeah, $2.06 a person.
Yeah.
That's all?
Yeah. That's disappointing, right?
That was really disappointing.
We're getting those stimulus checks, though, man.
That's only one. Yeah, we're not getting stimulus checks. That's only one country, though.
That is true. True.
It might be as high as $200. Our poor vets.
Did we do the math right?
We got you what did. We needed out of them.
It's,
that's the way they look at it.
It's 332 million people, it was $682 million.
So they could be dead soldiers.
Oh, okay. Yeah, exactly.
But that's $2 that could have gone to me, man.
I know. That's two things.
That's $8 between all of us.
That is not $2 that could have gone to you. That is $2 for you personally and $8 for your family. $10.
Yeah.
$10 for your family.
Yeah. Right.
From one country.
From one country,
so what?
And we've supplied aid to multiple countries.
And $6 left.
Did I bring water to a arid valley, or did I buy a fraction of a bomb?
You probably purchased. Right. I know a good chunk of that went to some sort of
Mahmoud Khan Balak. Before we play your song,
Mahmoud,
can you tell us? Can you answer that question? Did we build a bomb?
Hey, he's trying to get us. He's trying to get us shut down. Playing
that just went there.
He doesn't know.
Well, I'm asking.
Hey, we're not bombing Pakistan.
No, we just raided them to capture.
But we're supplying money for Pakistan
with the Navy SEALs that went in there.
We did bomb them too.
Probably.
The mountains.
Sure. Got to practice.
I've been right on the border of Pakistan.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, you're traveled.
Do you know Mahmoud?
I'm not jealous. Not personally.
No, I'm not either.
I just figured, you know.
I would like my traveling to be somewhere different.
Somewhere else.
Maine.
Elsewhere?
Fucking Maine.
Fucking Maine.
Yeah. Welcome to Delaware. Yay. I'm in Delaware.
I could totally see retiring there. And getting to spend my time with my dogs.
Nope.
Doing my thing.
Not winters like that.
Oh, it's winter. I have to stay inside. What a bummer. I prefer to stay inside.
I would go outside to chop wood and stuff.
Nope. I would probably end up somewhere in the Southwest. If I ever leave here, it'll probably be for the Southwest. I'll probably end up in Arizona if I go anywhere else.
It's too fucking hot.
I do believe in climate change. I do think it's going to keep getting warmer.
So here might be the best bet.
Don't want to go any farther south because it's just going to be too fucking
hot. Yeah.
And they're going to run out of water. And then things are going... It's going to be Mad Max down in Arizona way before it gets to that point up here.
I am awakened in Valhalla!
If we're talking about...
Sign me up. That sounds like fun.
Are we talking about apocalyptic things?
We always end up talking about apocalyptic things.
Sort of.
That's one thing I think about when I think about moving anywhere is like we are really in kind of like the sweet spot. Less the Yellowstone volcano. Yeah.
But that is a global ending event.
Right.
And it's not going to happen for at least like 900 million years.
And if it happens, we're lucky because we'll go fast.
Yeah. We'll be atomized.
There won't be any like it's been 2 weeks since the explosion, and nope. It'll be like, did you guys hear that?
Yeah.
We might not even hear it. Sound might not move as fast as that shockwave.
Yeah, so close. But what other natural disasters do we deal with? None.
None.
We may have to deal with a flood.
No hurricanes.
Only if Al-Qaeda takes out our town. And then it'll only be downtown.
Yeah, it won't get... It definitely won't get your house.
Yeah.
You're up here.
No. Nope. Think of how inconvenienced we are when like a something like a power outage happens. It doesn't happen that much here, really.
No.
Because our power...
Spokane loses power more than we do.
Inland Cellular loses their service more often than we lose power.
That has got to be employee.
Inland Cellular.
I don't know what it is.
I don't know how Inland Cellular works.
I don't either.
I don't know how they work if they go out on such a spectacular level on such a regular basis that you would talk about it.
I always see people on Facebook talking about, if I have one more problem with Inland Cellular, I'm going to a different service provider. Like, their prices are cheaper than some of the like national people, like Verizon and Sprint and stuff like that.
Tell you who I use.
They're not that much cheaper. Like, it's not like consumer cellular where it's like, oh, you get $12.95 a month for this phone that might work. Like, I mean, it's if you're paying a tenth of the price, yeah, you're going to get a tenth of the service. But if you're saving $15 a month on a $60 bill,
right,
my phone better fucking work no matter where I am.
I
don't give a shit.
I use Ting Mobile.
I better have bars.
Well, now you're Sprint T-Mobile.
I use Ting Mobile, and it pings off of, you can use Sprint or Verizon towers.
Okay.
And I pay $15 a month for unlimited minutes and bandwidth, mm-hmm, and then we have shared data.
Shared data.
So we can share $5 for a gig of shared data, or for a gig.
So they only and charge it's shared at the end of the month for how many gigs you...
Yeah, it's a bucket plan, so it's based on...
Oh, dude, that's pretty sweet.
So if I use 9 gigs, that's what, $40? 9 times 5?
Yeah, 45.
45. So if I 45 plus $5 a line is another $20, or what did I say, 15?
Yeah.
I said 15. Sorry.
Somehow we went from discussing the fucking apocalypse to your phone bill.
Well,
because I've been...
This is the Time Spent Poorly show.
We've gone from complex math problems discussing funding and foreign aid to Pakistan to the intricacies of Ward's Verizon... /T-Mobile phone it's bill.
Ting.
It's not
Ting. Hashtag Ting.
That's why I was so interested in Ting. And
Ting is awesome.
For Verizon.
I've been with Ting for 4 years.
I just got Dad and Stepmom Kelly in on my Verizon plan. So,
oh, nice.
Talk to me about, if you want to know about Ting, message me. Yeah,
no, because, I don't, because I love Verizon.
I was going to say, there's a reason why
Ting
has
been amazing.
Going to work there is I've bought stuff from that store. I've been a Verizon customer. I was a Sprint customer for 4 years before I was a Verizon customer.
I hated Sprint.
I will never go anywhere ever again.
I looked at Mint, but the problem with Mint Mobile, which is owned by Ryan Reynolds, by the way.
Deadpool!
Is you have to pay for like a period, like chunks of time, quarterly or annually. So you pay for a... lot. You pay a lot up front, basically.
Mm-hmm. That's like,
and so then you have to
thing. They're front loading it before the company proves that it's not economically viable, and they just get a bunch of subscriptions.
Yeah, shut up. It's a little bit scary.
Sorry.
So you already did it?
No, I didn't go to. I didn't end up going to Mint because Ting changed their plans in response to Mint.
It sounds like we're probably better off if we go with the people that advertise during the Super Bowl.
We need to go with the monopoly.
I've been with Ting for 4 or 5 years now, and I haven't had any issues.
I will readily admit that my Verizon,
other than when I added my kids to the plan, and then that changed things. But then when they changed the plan structure, then it fixed it.
It's more money.
I'm paying $100 a month for 4 lines.
It's always more than
I will readily admit that my Verizon bill is more money per month because I don't have to pay for my phone anymore. My phone's paid off, so I got that reduced off my bill. But I pay for my phone, unlimited minutes and unlimited data. Matthew's tablet, unlimited data. And then, you know, for the 2 mm-hmm line fees and whatnot.
So with the tablet, does the tablet go outside Wi-Fi?
I can get on YouTube or Netflix or anything, anywhere, anytime, ever.
So you can get on an LTE network.
My kids and I can go on a 5.5 hour drive through shit splat nothing over to Seattle, and they can watch YouTube or Netflix or play their game.
That is nice.
Entire way over.
Then that is money well spent.
I can drive to Walmart, and if I just have to run in and grab some garlic bread because we forgot it for spaghetti, I can have Matthew and Annabelle stay in the car and both watch cartoons.
That also makes you a piece of shit for forgetting the garlic bread, but we'll have a different conversation about that.
No, it's I as I said, is it more money than I want to spend on my cell phone bill? Yes. Do I have internet access on anything? Dude, my Tori's internet was out. There was something up with her CenturyLink thing for like 2 days. So she didn't have internet in her house at all. So I took my tablet over to her house, turned on its Wi-Fi hotspot, and just left it on for 2 days, and she had internet the whole time. It doesn't cost me any more per month than it's worth it to me.
What is your sweet spot for monthly cell phone hotspot spending, and what is your real bill?
If I was just spending it on myself, because it's like I said, I don't pay for my phone anymore. So I save myself $54 a month now that my phone paying for the actual physical phone is done.
So what kind of phone do you
have? A Google Pixel 3 XL. Okay. Your gifts, my dears. All right. Kissy faces.
Thank you.
Man.
Anyway, continue.
I might whip it out.
Damn. Mahmoud is...
Mahmoud?
Sorry. Mahmoud? Chris is the only one who can get it right.
He has practice.
If I were,
I'm just looking at Mint Mobile's plan just to see what
he's
they
like.
Are.
My mood.
If I were, only,
no, it's Mahmoud. You, if I'm
only spending for myself, ideally, I would feel totally comfortable if I wasn't paying for a phone to have my phone service and my full internet access anywhere, anytime that I want and whatnot. I would comfortably spend $100 a month.
For one person,
for myself.
See, I spend that much for all four of my line. My two boys and my wife and myself.
Right now, for myself and for Matthew, I spend only $156.
That's not bad.
So I'm really not. It's a little bit more than I want to spend, but I justify it because, again,
you guys use so much.
But data. Wait till your kids start using more.
No, and that's the I won't pay anymore. That's we get unlimited. There's no throttling. There's no nothing. It's just if I want internet, doesn't matter where the fuck I am, I have it.
We were on with Ting, and we were on a bucket plan with Ting, and when my kids hopped on, then it started pushing our bill up to like over $200.
Because they were using so much.
See, my phone bill is
they were using that much more.
You got to throttle your
because
kids.
You my bill. Well, you got to pay for the line too.
Oh, and actually, that but is not when, entirely true because I'm Mint paying on, for unlimited on my phone, my tablet, and Matthew's tablet. Excuse me.
For there you go.
Yeah,
that's.
That's pretty solid.
That is pretty reasonable because 50.
Yeah, exactly. So it'll probably
you're just busting it out.
And it'll probably go up another 40-ish bucks in May when Matthew actually gets his own phone because the only thing I'll have to be paying different for is another line of service, which is, as we see for the three of them already, about 50 bucks.
Do you get any perks being an employee?
I don't know yet. I believe I do, but I honestly don't know yet. I was supposed to start today, but I'm now starting on Saturday.
Yeah. Till they listen to this episode.
Oh, I sincerely doubt that.
Oh, no. Ron's going to slay it down there.
I think it'll be a good thing.
No, that's awesome.
It's a lot more my wheelhouse in terms of work. But... No, sometimes you fucking pay for what you get.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for
I
sure.
I got so...
You get for what you get what you pay for?
However you want to say it. But, I mean, Kim and Scott got Dad and Kelly hooked on Consumer Cellular initially because that's what they were on. And it was so dirt cheap.
But if that's all they're using, then it's fine. But then all of a sudden they start to realize that, oh, this is I actually play outside of this sandbox.
theirs was not so much that as it was more of like dad was always complaining about never being able to get service.
That's what I'm saying, though.
You know, like...
Right, yeah, his... Like, all of a sudden, things that they thought they thought they had with their previous plan...
Oh, yeah.
Or that they carried over with their new plan weren't exactly
because they were Verizon customers for a long, long time. And then they switched because they disbanded the family plan and...
But well,
I went on my own and Amy went
Consumer
on her own,
Cellular
went on her own,
wants
blah, blah,
to sell you
and then I swooped them
their
up.
Plan.
And then you swooped them up and... Yeah.
Dude, what a great
so-and-so.
Time, too.
But
because they are trying to push the unlimited plan so hard that I got Dad and Kelly on mine with Trish. So there are four people on my line, and my cell phone bill this time is $156. We have 8 gigs of shared data. Dad uses about 0.1.
Yeah. Yep.
But... If I was to downgrade to a 5 gig shared plan today, they would charge me $30 more a month. I got it right at the right time, grandfathered in at 8 gigs.
Yeah, that's great.
Because the 4 gig plan at the time.
What happens if you go over 8?
It's $15.
They spear him in the ass.
But we don't go over.
Right.
I try to stay in my
Wi-Fi network if I can.
I turn my Wi-Fi off when I leave the house because it upsets my Bluetooth.
I never have to pay attention to what mine is. I just go somewhere and
Oh, but at the time when I jumped from 4 gigs, what Trish and I shared, to 8 when Dan Kelly got on it, it was. Those 4 gigs cost $16, so $4 per gig. If I was to go over by 1 gig for the month, they charge me $15. So I just get the 4.
Yeah.
And now Dan and Kelly pay for 3, I pay for 3, and Trish pays for 2. Because everything after 4 is $4.
And when they go over theirs, do you charge them
$15?
Nobody goes over.
But if they were to, would you charge them $15?
I would go to their house and show them like this would happen. But it doesn't happen.
I don't think...
Excuse me, this is what happens.
Excuse me.
What
I
was
can't
say.
Even talk
I don't,
Dad into doing the monthly transfer, but I finally got it to where I don't have to remind him about it.
No, dude, I asked Dad... Yeah, dude, 0.01 gigs. I asked him if he wanted. I asked him seriously.
My phone and I'll tell you real
seriously.
Time
I asked him the last time I was over there. I was
my
like,
dad is afraid of data too.
I signed up for HBO Max and they let 6 different viewers watch at the same time. Do you want me to create you an account and add it to your TV? And his response was, "I wouldn't even know how to use it, so don't bother."
Oh, you should let Rick
use
yours.
Dude, there's so many movies on there.
Dad doesn't use any data, but talk time. Number one.
Really? No shit.
Yeah, moving to Ting.
If he calls somebody, he talks to them forever.
Moving to the unlimited plan.
When he got near
from
Grandma
Ting,
Lenny.
My wife was like,
they were just
chatter fucking
chatty Cathy's.
Yeah, I believe that. I can see that.
I maybe use at most 120 minutes a month across all my calls. And that's because they ding you a minute for every call.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I don't call almost anybody.
I don't call. Yeah, like,
I don't do almost
and I barely,
anything.
I barely text. Most of my messages are through Facebook Messenger, and that doesn't count against my messages.
Yeah, I could almost do with just a data plan.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah,
I did that for a while, actually.
Because there's so many different apps that you can just talk to people.
You can call with Messenger.
Yeah,
even. You can.
With how cheap it is, though, I don't even want to fuck around with other stuff.
Right.
No, it's cheaper with a phone line because they can sell your number to people and they make more money.
Those services know that it's beneficial to stay on a unlimited talk and text plan because you can go to just a data plan. But... Fuck.
Yeah, need
we need to get out of here.
Yeah. I didn't realize how late it was.
Yeah,
I'm going to be in trouble.
Fantastic.
I got kids waiting for me. Bad. All right. Well,
this has
here.
Been the Time Spent Poorly program.
Featuring math and foreign aid.
And totally going off the rails. But totally go on that Patreon. If
off the rails in a good way.
Always.
Yeah, I know. That was a good time. Give us some money. We get better.
Patreon.com/timespentpoorly. Yeah, we need those microphones. Give us those microphones.
You can see.
You know you wanna. Anyway, thanks for joining us tonight. We have had a long discussion about a lot of things.
This is multiple episodes.
As it always is. But thanks again for joining us. TimespentPoorly.com. We'll catch you again next time.
Arrivederci. Later, Mahmoud.
What he said.
All right, peeps, didn't I tell you this was the best one? They fucking nailed it as usual. In case you weren't listening at the beginning, make sure you head over to timespentpoorly.com and click things. Give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. While you're at it, subscribe on YouTube and get notified the next time we're live. Maybe you appreciate what we give you and you want to support us? Great! Head over to patreon.com/timespentpoorly and check out how you can do just that. Thanks again for wasting your time with us this week. Now go make better use of it. Until next time.